I'm writing an essay about passing life's obstacles. I feel that we all have something in common, something that we believe in. Have you ever been in a sport or found something you really like to do? Something I've looked up to my whole life and loved, and what my family loves, is the game of volleyball. I've been playing volleyball ever since I was the age of 4. The reason I stuck with volleyball is because of my cousins. All my cousins are very competitive and really persistent. When they play volleyball, they push themselves and never give up. So now I am just the same. People say they play volleyball too much, but to me, I play volleyball too little. Roofs have really helped me in life, not only because they keep me warm and dry and make my house look nice. They have helped me with my volleyball skills. Yeah, okay, you probably think I'm weird, but they have. On my house, the roof slanted all the way down to about the height of the real volleyball net. Every day, I would go outside and play a game of volleyball against the roof. I would hit it up and wait for it to roll back down. I would pass it up to myself, set it high and a little in front of me, do my approach, spike it back down onto the roof. Then I'd wait for it to roll back down. I know you can't lose a game of volleyball against yourself, but against the roof, but this is the part that's helped me the most. Because I couldn't lose against the roof, I would keep trying and trying. I would never give up. Every day I would go outside and play against the roof. Sometimes my two sisters would come outside to play too. So we would have a passer, setter, and a hitter. I know you're still thinking that I'm weird, but it has gotten me so far that I got moved up 2 grades in volleyball. Being on a team that was a lot better than me has really challenged me to push myself. I believe that when you are in love with what you do, you are easily able to ensure your dreams become a reality. As we go through life making the choices to reach for more than what is reasonable in our minds, we are only then able to achieve things that we would never have achieved. You can go through life in a mediocre fashion, letting life's obstacles stop you from getting where you know deep down inside you should be. On the other hand, you can go through life, endure the pain, and overcome whatever obstacles that are thrown your way, so that you can reach your dreams. Another thing that has helped me become better at volleyball is playing with my cousins. My cousins, sisters, and I would get together at my house and would pepper back and forth with our partner that we picked. We would go outside in the street and take turns peppering back and forth with our partners. Only one team would go at a time so that the other team could write down the score of the number of times the team bumped the volleyball back and forth. The highest score that a team got was 1,374 times. It took at least 30 minutes until the ball dropped. At times it was hard for me and a big challenge, and I felt locked up, and other times I felt free and happy. It was unfair because my cousin Wynn and I would always end up being partners together, and we were the youngest ones. But we would still work really hard. Even though we knew that we were going to lose, I didn't give up because of the things that got in my way. I kept going even though it was tough. All I'm saying to you is that you should follow your dreams and never give up on what you wanted to do your whole life. If you are not in a sport or haven't found the thing you like to do, then get to it. I found volleyball. Picking something you love to do as a living, like paint or swim or other things, will get you far in life, because when you're older, you may lose the thing that you like to do when you were younger. Your dream may come true, but if you don't follow your dream, then you may lose it. Stick to what you love and don't quit whatever you have been looking forward to since the day you found that thing. Life may not always end up the way you wanted it to be, but as the great Michael Rooney once said, you always pass failure on the way to success. If you are ever going to see any type of success in your life, chances are you will lose some battles. Success isn't determined by winning battles. Success comes from winning war.